every day, Mass is celebrated at St. Dominic's Chapel at the Chancery Offices of the Archdiocese of Atlanta. The following is a recording of today's readings and homily from a previous year.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. From Paphos, Paul and his companions set sail and arrived at Perga and Pamphylia, but John left them and returned to Jerusalem. They continued on from Perga and reached Antioch and Pisidia. On the Sabbath, they entered into the synagogue and took their seats. After the reading of the law and the prophets, the synagogue officials sent word to them, "My brothers, if one of you has a word of exhortation for the people, please speak." So Paul got up, motioned with his hand, and said, "Fellow children of Israel, and you others who are God-fearing, listen. The God of this people, Israel, chose our ancestors and exalted the people during their sojourn in the land of Egypt. With uplifted arm, he led them out, and for about 40 years, he put up with them in the desert. When he had destroyed seven nations in the land of Canaan, he gave them their land as an inheritance at the end of about 450 years. After these kings, he provided judges up to Samuel the prophet. Then they asked for a king. God gave them Saul, son of Kish, a man from the tribe of Benjamin, for 40 years. Then he removed him and raised up David as their king. Of him he testified, 'I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will carry out my every wish.' From this man's descendants, God, according to his promise, has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus. John heralded his coming by proclaiming a baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. And as John was completing his course, he would say, 'What do you suppose that I am? I am not he. Behold, one is coming after me. I am not worthy to unfasten the sandals of his feet.'" The word of the Lord. Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. The favors of the Lord I will sing forever. Through all generations my mouth shall proclaim your faithfulness. For you have said, "My kindness is established forever. In heaven you have confirmed your faithfulness." Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil I have anointed him, that my hand may always be with him, and that my arm may make him strong. Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. My faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and through my name shall his horn be exalted. He shall say of me, "You are my Father, my God, the rock, my Savior." Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Jesus Christ, you are the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead. You have loved us and freed us from our sins by your blood.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus had washed the disciples' feet, he said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, no slave is greater than his master, nor any messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you understand this, blessed are you if you do it. I am not speaking of all of you. I know those whom I have chosen. But so that the scriptures might be fulfilled, the one who ate my food has raised his heel against me. From now on, I am telling you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe that I am. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever receives the one I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. The Gospel of the Lord. Today, as we continue our Easter season, we continue to listen to the Acts of the Apostles, which give us the life of early church. And here we have this particular passage today in which Paul was given the opportunity to speak. So he, of course, recounted the history of the Jewish people according to God's plan. He certainly would not have known that years later that we would actually refer to him and often quote him in reviewing the history of God's salvations. And later on in life, I think that as we live long enough, we look back and sometime we look back and see where we have been. And one of the things that, as a priest, that you get to do a lot is you get to do a lot of funerals, and of course, you know, I'm always amazed at to see what is written at the on the tomb at the cemetery, and of course, I would read the obituary, and meet with the family before I have any of the funeral masses and so on. And it made me think, I don't know how many of you have written your own obituary. You haven't? Okay. You may want to do that. Because I think, though, in doing so, it will help us to look at, to see, okay, what are the things that ultimately, when I pass on from this life, that others need to remember. Hopefully, that something, the manner in which we live our life will help them and inspire them. And just as St. Paul and so many others who have gone on before us. We know the life of St. Paul, how he experienced conversion and so on and so forth. And ultimately, he was a staunch defender of the faith and the gospel message and suffered greatly because of it. But I think, though, is that hopefully that when our days here on earth come to an end, that others will come to remember who we are as disciples of the Lord. And what is it that make us true disciples of the Lord? Well, Jesus today reminds us of that. In the Gospel of St. John, as you may recall, there's no institutional narrative of the Eucharist in it. Instead, the Gospel of St. John gave us the washing of the feet at the Last Supper. Perhaps because by that time the Eucharist had been celebrated, and so, however, though, they may have forgotten the reason why they gathered to celebrate the Eucharist. And Jesus reminded them of that in the washing of the feet, and to remind them that they ought to be of service to one another, wash each other's feet, and to be a person of charity. To be a person who humble himself in order to serve the Lord. And so may it remind us as we look upon these readings today and reflect upon them that we too are called to be of service to others. And we can never look at ourselves as I shouldn't be doing that because of my positions. I shouldn't be doing that because of my role. But for us to, if we ever think that way, for us to remember who did it at the Last Supper, Jesus, the Son of God, washed the feet of his disciples. And so likewise, we too must be able to imitate that and hopefully that, and Jesus today tells us that, you know, no slave is greater than his master, nor any messenger is greater than the one who sent him. If you understand this, blessed are you if you do it. And that's what the Lord is calling us to do, is to serve one another with great humility by washing the feet of each other. And not only for those we get along with, but for everyone that we encounter, may they encounter him by our service.